A gathering at Asylum Lake Preserve in Kalamazoo tomorrow invites residents to tour the green space, learn about its history, and help protect its future. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
As you enter the Asylum Lake Preserve from Parkview Avenue, you can still hear traffic noise, but that noise is soon replaced by sounds of nature. Bird calls, wind rustling through trees and grasses, and sounds of water. This piece of land has a long history, and members of the Asylum Lake Preservation Association hope tomorrow's gathering will help to ensure an equally long future.
I'm Laurie Holmes. I'm vice president of the Asylum Lake Preservation Association, and my husband and I have been living on High Point Drive, right next to the preserve, for the last 3 years, and we have just fallen in love with the place. The preserve is not surrounded by houses and families. Being bounded by Stadium, Parkview, and Drake, it's a reach to reach people and to have them realize that we need to care for this place. Right. So that's what we're hoping the message is that we get across on Saturday, as well as giving people a chance to celebrate the fact that we have this wonderful gift here.
I'm Steve Cato, and I am Western Michigan University's Natural Areas and Preserves Manager. I oversee Asylum Lake. You know, we have prairie, savanna, forest. We have these wet meadows, mm-hmm. of course, the open water, and emergent marsh-type habitat. So there's a nice mix of habitat here where animals can utilize this area. It's not as fragmented as other woodlots. We have 274 contiguous acres, which makes a big difference for wildlife because mm-hmm. these little woodlots cannot always support populations of even something as small as warblers. So here we do see a nice mix of local wildlife, both resident and migratory.
After a walk through the forest, visitors to the Asylum Lake Preserve come to a creek.
And this is a nice place for watching birds and for children to walk around on the rocks in the creek. Ooh. There's something about creeks, isn't there,
kids?
Yep. Yeah, so the Saturday event is a focus for wanting to be sure that we have an understanding of what the preserve is and how marvelous its potential is and how important it is to have people who are sort of stewards of it, as Kleinstock has done. So what we're doing is we're going to dedicate a memorial to Monty and Renee Piercy at the Parkview entrance, and we're going to offer a birder tour. Audubon is offering a tour. Steve and Tyler Bassett are offering a tour of the plants.
Everything is focused through the lens of three things, and that is ecological health, passive recreation, and education and research. So what happens here at the preserve has to fall within those things.
After the creek, it's a short walk to Asylum Lake.
You know, the prevailing wind is from the west. So what you see almost any time you're here is that lovely breeze blowing right toward you mm-hmm. as you stand on
this
beach.
Yeah.
We need to be thankful for the people who find this a wonderful escape and a jewel for the community. So if you come down here to walk with your dogs or your kids, or you come out here for a nice day to sit in the sun, or maybe to ice fish on the lake mm-hmm. in the wintertime, that's the group of people. We are happy to have them here. From that group, we will build a group of people that will want to serve.
Tomorrow's gathering and celebration of the Asylum Lake Preserve is from 1 to 5 p.m. and begins at the Parkview entrance. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.